Wintertime is coming to a close. Teams are forming all across the United States. Expectations are high, and it's time to hit the road for Barnstorm basketball.
From town to town, gym to gym, lace them up,
hit the court. It's time for This Week in Barnstorm Basketball. Find us online at barnstormbasketball.com. Also on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Now your hosts, Jack Williams and Bruce Knox.
Welcome in, everybody, to Season 1, the full season of This Week in Barnstorm Basketball. I am indeed Bruce Knox, and joining me in the studio is the BBA Commissioner, Mr. Jack Williams. Jack, how have you been?
Hey, Bruce. It's been a great winter. We've been working hard, following a lot of high school basketball, mm-hmm. college basketball, and I know you've been busy with that. Yep. And now it's time for spring basketball and barnstorm season.
You haven't had your fill of basketball yet, have you?
not quite yet. This is really when it heats up for us.
That's exactly right. Jack, I just wondered, have there been any changes for BBA during the off season?
We've been working hard ever since we wrapped up with our Thanksgiving showdown in Cleveland. We've been working hard, pulling together the final pieces for the spring season. One of the big things we did, we brought Zeke Harris on mm-hmm. as our director of youth outreach and development. We, if you remember, Bruce, we interviewed Zeke on our last episode.
Sure. Yeah.
He was working with our organization up there, has been doing some good work, and we're excited to have him on. We really see this outreach and development as an important component of what we do in the BBA. And so he is going to be a great part of our team. We're really excited to have him. He comes from a long history of being involved in things such as this. He's been playing in athletics in the classroom, academics, mm-hmm. all these types of things. So we pull it together. And so Zeke brings that into what we can offer from the Barnstorm Basketball Association. Super excited to have him. Also, we've been working with the Akron Aviators of the American Basketball Association. If you remember back in the 70s, the ABA with the red, white, and blue basketball.
Sure do,
and,
yeah.
So they're still around, and it's kind of a smaller league, obviously a very smaller league, kind of a semi-professional basketball league, but the Aviators have joined up to help sponsor the Barnstorm Basketball Association, and we're pretty excited about that as well. And it's just been a great winter, and we're excited about getting involved this spring. And Bruce, tell our listeners, how they can learn more about the Barnstorm Basketball Association and how they can join our amazing events this spring.
Sure can. If they're like me, they want to get on there on both social media and your website and keep in touch with what's going on in the Barnstorm Basketball Association. First, there is the website, probably the one place they can go for all kinds of detailed information, that can be found at www.barnstormbasketball.com. And then if they're like me and on Facebook all the time, they can just search for Barnstorm Basketball Association and follow along there. You are active also on Instagram, where the handle there is at barnstormbasketball.com, and Twitter as well. That is the handle there, at Barnstorm B-Ball. Let's do that again.
Right.
At BarnstormBball.com. So
that's right.
Kind of a little tricky for that one, but no, I was following along. I had seen the Aviators announcement. I had seen that Zeke had come on board, and it sounds like things are starting to churn for the busy season for you. So why don't you give us a rundown of what we can expect on the show today?
Absolutely. In our first quarter, we're going to recap the Thanksgiving sixth grade showdown in Cleveland. That was back in November.
Yeah.
In our second quarter, we're going to have the world podcast premiere of the Barnstorm Basketball Power Rankings. So we're going to be looking at some of the clubs that we ran into last year and kind of rank them, from our top five and in elementary, middle school, and high school divisions. region. So that's going to be interesting. We're also going to preview the upcoming St. Patty's shootout at Garfield Heights High School in Cleveland. That's coming up later this month. And then in our fourth quarter, we're going to spend some time looking at the entire 2018 spring tournament season here in the BBA. I know right now a lot of clubs are putting together their schedule. They're looking at different options, where they want to travel, if they want to stay close to home and whatnot. Mm-hmm. In any event, this will be a great thing for our coaches and our club operators to listen to in our fourth quarter.
All right. Without further ado, let's get to it. Our first quarter action is up next. In our first quarter, Bruce Knox and BBA Commissioner Jack Williams back with you. Jack, back in November, you mentioned it earlier, the Barnstorm Basketball Association hosted a number of sixth grade teams up at Cleveland's Multiplex Arena for the Thanksgiving sixth grade showdown. And I remember that teams from Ohio, Michigan, and Pennsylvania came in there and squared off in some great competition. So why don't you kind of run down what happened for us there?
All right, Bruce, will do. And that was a phenomenal weekend. We saw some great sixth grade action. And, you know, it's around that age that you really start to see some kids start to rise to the top. And that's really it's a good age to coach as well, because they're starting to learn a little more about the game, really start to understand the details when it comes to various defenses and whatnot. They become it's really kind of a fun time to watch these kids develop. But some of the teams we saw were Griffin Sports out of the Cleveland area, the Brecksville Bees. They came in and played Cleveland Select. They were there. We saw the 313 Hot Boys out of Detroit, and a team out of Pittsburgh called ITPS. Mm-hmm. Those were some of the teams we saw come in. And so on day one, it was we saw some great action, and ITPS really separated themselves early on as the team to beat. They came out on the first day, went 2-0. They had a 36-point differential, and so they came out after day one as our number one seed. Right behind them was the 313 Hot Boys out of Detroit. Coach Devin White, Gus Weaver, those guys have a nice club they've put together, and I know they're really traveling a lot right now. I'm seeing a lot out there on social media. I'm getting information from the coaches from here and there, and I know that they're really getting out there and traveling a lot. So the 313 Hot Boys is a team you've got to look for. They were our number two seed of the day. They did run into ITPS at the end of the day. And what was intriguing about that game is ITPS started off and just came out of the doors and just came off the first horn and really got the edge on 313. But the Hot Boys hung in there. They got their confidence back, and they made it a little bit of a closer game toward the end. So we saw something out of that team. It's always good to see. You want to see your team respond to those situations, and that's exactly what happened. Probably the best game of the day. Griffin Sports versus Real Ballers, and Griffin Sports had a real scrappy sixth grade team. They were down, I want to say, something like 20 points after the first half. And in travel and AAU basketball, that's tough to overcome.
Right.
But those guys came back. They actually took it to double overtime and won the thing. So,
wow.
Coach Clarence Griffin up there at Cleveland, he did a nice job bringing those boys right back in that game. And they played hard and showed a lot of heart there on day one. So that got us into day number two. And when we got into the tournament, our top seeds were ITPS out of Pittsburgh,
right,
and then the 313 Hot Boys actually were the number two seed. And then in the second round, in the semifinals, it was ITPS over Brecksville Bees Gold. Coach Johnny Bolin, they've got a nice team there, and they're doing a lot of good stuff. And I know he's going to be at the St. Patty shootout, but uh-huh. in any event, put together a nice run there, but they came up a little bit short against ITPS, who was tough to beat. And then it was 313 Hot Boys over Griffin Sports in the semifinals. In the finals, it was ITPS 59-38 over through the 3-1-3 Hot Boys. And I know both these teams are going to be active on the spring circuit this year, and we hope to see them again out there on the road. I just want to go over some of the top sure. Players we saw out there. One of the best players we saw, super smooth, number zero for ITPS, Vernon Settles. Vernon Settles, remember that name? Kid is smooth, just plays with a lot of composure, and got a lot of offense in his game. 3-1-3 Hot Boys, Derek Miller, number 23. He is their scoring machine. The Hot Boys have a lot of talent on that team, but Miller's the one, 23, who was their scoring machine up there at the Thanksgiving showdown.
Okay.
And then look at another team, Griffin Sports, the one player, number 30, Cody Miller. He really epitomizes this team's attitude, their effort. I really liked his how active he was around the basket in all aspects of the game. Just a real hustler. Really like number 30, Cody Miller. So that's some of the action we saw there at the Thanksgiving showdown up in Cleveland at the Multiplex, and I think that everyone that came out had a nice time. It was kind of a pre-holiday tournament. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of kids are just coming off football season at that time, but for some of the basketball teams that play year round, it was a nice offering. So great tournament, and we're looking forward to seeing a lot of those teams again this spring.
Boy, that seems like it was so long ago when you talk about pre-Thanksgiving or right around that time. But man, when you look back, though, I mean, it's been a long time ago, but it seems like only yesterday in a way too. So
absolutely, it wasn't that long ago at all.
No, it surely wasn't. Well, we appreciate all the teams coming in, and we've got lots more action to talk about coming up, including a world podcast premiere. I've never been part of a world podcast premiere. That's up next in our second quarter of This Week in Barnstorm Basketball. As the second quarter gets underway, this is going to be an exciting segment to the show, Jack. It's the world podcast premiere of the BBA Power Rankings. You were talking a little bit about them in the open, and I'll just let you take it from there, since this is something that I've never even heard about.
So we look at power rankings, and obviously there's going to be some subjectivity involved in sure. this, because we're factoring in a number of things, including their record. And when you see a team, you may see one team one weekend and another team another weekend, and you got to compare the two.
Sure.
As we've been out on the road in 2017, we've been able to see quite a few different teams. And so we put them together in our 2017 power rankings. It is on our website. That's www.barnstormbasketball.com. Again, barnstormbasketball.com. You can find our power rankings right now. So what we did is we actually divided them up into three different divisions.
Okay.
These are all in the boys' divisions. These are elementary school, middle school, and high school divisions. So let's start at the elementary school division, and we'll kind of work our way from five to number one. So at number five, we've got Dayton Swish out of Dayton, Ohio, and our elementary school divisions. If you run up against the Dayton Swish in the elementary school area, this team is extremely well coached. I really liked the fundamentals of this team. Saw some great ball movement out of these guys down at the Cincinnati Boys of Summer Classic. Super good team. VCC Nova out of Columbus comes in at number four. This team, a lot like Dayton Swish in that they're extremely well coached, but VCC Nova has just a tad bit more athleticism. So that's where they're going to come in at number four.
Okay.
Number three, Kentucky Premier. They're out of Florence, Kentucky, out of the Northern Kentucky area. Very well coached, aggressive. This is a tough team. They shoot the ball well. I like Kentucky Premier at number three. Number two, the 3-1-3 Hot Boys. We stopped talking about them a second ago. Out of Detroit, they came in at number two at our Thanksgiving showdown. And they also come in at number two on our 2017 power rankings. Really like the 313 Hot Boys. I like what Coach White, Coach Weaver are doing there. I know Coach Weaver's working really hard to run that club, and I know that they've got a nice club, and they're going to make some noise in 2018. But at number one, it's ITPS out of Pittsburgh. What we saw out of them with Vernon Settles, number zero, really like that team. Looking at some of the other names on that team, you've got Coach John Geiger. This guy is an intense coach. He really brings out the best. Also, assistant coach Vernon Settles Sr., Keno Fitzpatrick, Robert Sledge, Robert Kane, Jaden Davis, Anthony Speca, Tyree Turner, Tyler Blatz, and Brandon Cummings makes up the ITPS. And I know also, just as important, they've got a great some great parents and support system there to pull that club together. So not only talented on the court, but also a quality organization. So that's the number one team in our power rankings out of the elementary school division.
All right, how about middle school?
Looking at middle school, coming deep out of the hills, the coal fields of Kentucky, Pikeville, Kentucky, Kentucky Chemistry, and really like what these guys brought to the table when we saw them at our Boys of Summer Basketball Classic, the Kentucky Chemistry team at number five. Number four, Good to Great out of Cleveland, Ohio. We saw them back at our Summerland Classic, and a lot of talent there. And I know Coach is looking to bring some teams to the St. Paddy's Shootout. So we hope to see Good to Great some more in our middle school division at the St. Paddy's Shootout coming up here at Cleveland in later this month. The Indy Saints out of Indianapolis, a lot of talent on that team. And we saw them at our Boys of Summer Basketball Classic. They're at number three. Mm-hmm. Kingdom Lime Green out of Franklin, Ohio. They play out of the Kingdom Sports Center there in Franklin, which is just south of Dayton. And they came in at number two on our power ranking there in the middle school division. And then at number one, Coach Zeke Harris coached the Real Ballers last year out of Cleveland. They were our number one middle school division, number one in power ranking in the middle school division, the Real Ballers Basketball Club. Okay. So that's our middle school.
All right. Just leaves high school.
That's it. So in the high school division, now this is really where you start to see some of your elite talent kind of jump out at you. A lot of good shooters, you know, kids that can really slash to the bucket and some really aggressive play. So coming out there, R4L out of Cincinnati. Coach Carlos Davis out of Cincinnati, and R4L comes in at number five. Number four, Real Ballers again out of Cleveland. That's the Zeke Harris coach team out of Cleveland, the Real Ballers. Number three, Ohio Kings of the Court out of Columbus. These guys have a ton of talent. Really like the team out of Columbus there, the Ohio Kings of the Court. Number two, the Detroit Legends out of Detroit. We saw these guys at our Boys of Summer Basketball Classic, and just really, really nice club there. Again, great parents. They travel well, and they represent themselves well on the court. Play with a lot of intensity, a lot of grit. Really like the Detroit Legends. But number one, absolutely the best team we saw in the high school divisions last year in 2017 out of Erlanger, Kentucky, Team Z. Team Z is one of these squads that really gets out and travels a lot, goes up against some premier competition around the country. And when they came out to the Boys of Summer Basketball Classic, they brought an entire new level to the BBA. So we saw these guys, they can they're throwing down nasty dunks, they're doing it all. Yeah. And so Team Z is absolutely by far the number one team that we saw in the BBA in the high school divisions last year. So that's our power rankings for 2017. And Bruce, the plan is as the 2018 season rolls along, mm-hmm. we'll continue to update this from time to time as we see new teams out there. And you know, if you want to get your team on the power rankings, sign up for one of our tournaments and come on out, because it's kind of fun. And I know a lot of these teams that have made the power rankings, they kind of wear it as a badge of honor, as they should. because they've really earned something special there.
All right. Those are the power rankings. And like Jack said earlier, they're also located on our website, so you can look them up. Next, we'll just skip the halftime and go straight to the third quarter. Well, Jack, the 2018 spring season starts off big this year with the St. Paddy's Shootout. That's on March 17th and 18th in Cleveland. Why don't you tell us more about that?
All right, Bruce, glad to. This is a really exciting tournament. We're looking forward to this. And as I've told many people, it's more than a tournament. This is a true basketball event. First of all, we're going to be at Garfield Heights High School. That's a really legendary high school program there at Garfield Heights High School. They've got a great facility. We're working with Coach Sonny Johnson, who was Mr. Basketball back, I believe, in 1998, played for Ohio University. So we're working closely with Coach Johnson there to pull this all together, and we're looking forward to it, to a phenomenal tournament. So let's go over some of the details. First of all, it's March 17th and 18th. We've got boys and girls divisions. Now, I will tell you right now, coaches out there, our boys divisions are shaping up really well right now. So if you got a boys team and you want to get in on this tournament, again, grades 3 to 11, you want to get signed up right now at barnstormbasketball.com. In fact, registration is going to end on March 11th. That's when we're going to close it down so we have time to get the entire tournament scheduled. All right, some more details about the tournament. First of all, it is going to be a Saturday and Sunday tournament, pool play plus a single elimination tournament, just like your typical weekend tournament, 3 to 5 game minimum. As always, individual awards. Something we're really excited about is we're going to do some development workshops this year. And really, so we're going to go over a number of things to again, take this to the next level for the folks that come out to the tournament. I know the parents really like this. This is going to be run by the Validity Sports and Enrichment Group. And what they're going to be covering on these workshops are character, leadership, education, nutrition, the NCAA Clearinghouse, and more. So this is really just an opportunity to really enrich our basketball experience at our tournaments. So that's again the St. Paddy's Shootout in Cleveland. Some more to go over on that one. Again, we always have certified referees. We use a mobile app scoring system, so you can follow us at all times, right on your phone, your iPhone or Android device, in real time. And we'll always have our all-tournament team, which will bring with it college and club coach exposure. All the courts are under one roof. We're going to be having a three-point shooting contest this time. So we'll be giving away awards for that, and we want to get everybody signed for that one as well. So, you know, really, when you look at our tournaments, you know, and as a coach myself, you know, I want to put my teams into a tournament that matches their ability. Mm-hmm. I don't want them to go into a tournament where, you know, we're playing over our head, or I don't want to go to a tournament where we're much better than the competition. We want to have good competition and try to grow as a team. And that's something that we try to accommodate all teams of all levels in our tournaments. And we have many things built into our tournament setup to ensure that. So, but if you're a coach and you're looking just for your typical AAU style tournament where you show up on Saturday, play a couple games, head home, that's great. Maybe we're not for you, because really what we bring to the table is much more. Again, we're a basketball event. In addition to the great competition, we're going to have the development workshops that focus on character, leadership, education, nutrition, NCAA Clearinghouse, and more. And again, the parents love that. Plus, mm-hmm. the players are all eligible to enter the three-point king contest in three different levels: elementary school, middle school, and high school. You'll be able to enter that. We've also got an athletic trainer courtside at all times. And that's extremely important, so we keep our kids healthy. OHSAA certified referees, a mobile app to follow the tournament on your phone, the all-tournament team, the college coach exposure, team and individual awards, giveaways, swag, and the BBA is super famous for hype and excitement, Bruce. As you know, we like to to get after it, have some fun, and get loud out there in the court. So, again, looking forward to get your team signed up for the St. Paddy's Shootout. That is coming up March 17th and 18th in Cleveland, Ohio, at the Garfield Heights High School. For those of you travel teams coming in, that's not far from a number of hotels, so you can bring your team in, find a place to stay, and have a great weekend of basketball with us.
Sounds like not only fun, but meaningful as well, Jack.
We really try to add as much as we can because we realize that these young basketball players are impressionable, not only as players, but as just young people growing mm-hmm. in life. And that's really what we want to do is help them. And that's where Coach Zeke Harris comes in as our director of youth development and outreach. He really helps to bring this component to our tournaments and our events.
All right. That is coming up March 17th and 18th at Garfield Heights High School. Don't want to miss it. You can find more information on the website, www.barnstormbasketball.com. Well, the fourth and final quarter of this week in Barnstorm Basketball is up next. Well, Jack, as was said earlier in this podcast, spring basketball season is up on us, and everyone here at Barnstorm Basketball has been working really hard to get ready for an amazing 2018 season. Why don't you tell us about that?
We really have. We've been making a lot of phone calls, making a lot of contacts. We've been out, you know, beating the bushes, talking to a lot of folks and letting them know what it is that Barnstorm Basketball is all about. 2018 season's looking great. And again, everyone, just go online, barnstormbasketball.com. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you'll be able to easily navigate your way to our schedule. And as with all of our tournaments and events, for those of you coaches that have multiple teams in your club, we offer nice discounts for you as well. All right, so we just talked about the St. Paddy's Shootout March 17th and 18th, and that's going to be a great tournament. We take a little bit of a break. That's around when Easter happens. We don't like to have tournaments around that time, but then we get kicked up April 14th and 15th in Bloomington, Indiana for the Hoosier Hoop Fest. We're super excited about this. This one's going to be at the Twin Lakes Recreation Center. Again, Hoosier Hoop Fest, April 14th and 15th over there in Bloomington, Indiana. That's some great basketball played in that area, Bruce. We're excited about that one.
I'm aware of that. That's right, Bloomington.
Also, some great basketball is in the tri-state area, in the Cincinnati tri-state area, which is Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky. And if you put a pin right in Cincinnati and then go out 100 miles and draw a big circle, you talk about some amazing basketball programs right there. And so we're really excited about that. That's the tri-state tip-off, April 21st and 22nd at St. Henry Athletic Complex in Cincinnati. And again, looking forward to a great tournament there. Again, boys and girls divisions, grades 3 to 11. Check us out there at the tri-state tip-off, April 21st and 22nd in Cincinnati. After that, we're going to head north to Chicago. We're heading up to actually Valparaiso, Indiana, mm-hmm. in the Chicagoland, and that's the Chicagoland Showdown. That's going to be at the courts of Northwest Indiana. That's May 5th and 6th there in Valparaiso. Again, boys and girls divisions 3 to 11, May 5th and 6th. And we're looking forward to seeing, you know, what kind of competition comes out of Chicago. Mm-hmm. We know there's some great basketball action up there, and we're excited about that. After that, May 12th to 13th, we're going to be back in Cleveland for the All-Ohio Classic, teaming up there with Coach Ricky Johnson with the PGF Basketball Academy. And that's going to be a great tournament right there, May 12th and 13th, grades 3 to 11, the All-Ohio Classic. Memorial Day weekend is a great weekend for travel basketball, and the BBA is going to be offering a phenomenal event over in Pittsburgh for the Steel City Memorial Classic. This is going to be on the campus of California University of Pennsylvania, a great Division II school with some phenomenal athletic facilities. Again, May 26th to 27th, boys and girls divisions, grades 3 to 11. That's the Steel City Memorial Classic, May 26th to 27th. And then we're going to, the last of the season is our All-Ohio Invitational back in Cleveland, back there with Coach Johnson, and excited about that one. That's June 9th to 10th in Cleveland. That's the All-Ohio Invitational. So we're going to try to bring out some of the best teams in the state and whoever else wants to mix it up and finish out our spring season with a great tournament. But as you can see, we're going to spend a lot of time on the road and got some great tournaments coming up this year.
You're going to put a lot of miles on that minivan, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a lot of miles, a lot of, yeah. May have to get some new tires after the season on this
one. You might have to. That's great. That lineup, of course, is on the website at www.barnstormbasketball.com. We want to also remind you that, again, you can follow us on social media. On Facebook, you just search for Barnstorm Basketball Association. You can follow us on Instagram. The handle there is at barnstormbasketball.com. On Twitter, it's at barnstormbball.com. And, of course, I just mentioned the website where you can get all kinds of information. And we'd like to certainly encourage you to subscribe to this podcast so that you'll hear future episodes of This Week in Barnstorm Basketball. You can do so on iTunes through the Apple Podcast app or another podcatcher that you might enjoy using better than that one, either on your Apple phone, or there's podcatchers available as well on your Android phone. You can also find us at Stitcher.com. Stitcher is www.stitcher, if you want to know how to spell Stitcher. That's www.stitcher.com. Just go there and search for This Week in Barnstorm Basketball. You can listen right at your PC on that one as well. And then if you like, you can just always go to dbkmediaservices.com. Along the right-hand side of the page, look for the category Barnstorm Basketball Association. You can click on that, and all of our episodes will be displayed, beginning with the most recent broadcast. And then once you've clicked on that episode, you'll see a box where you can just enter your email address. You'll immediately get a verification email with a link in it. Hit that, and you have been subscribed. You'll get an email whenever we publish an episode, and that will detail some of the content in the episode as well. It's that simple. And, of course, I failed to mention earlier, if you're on iTunes and you want to give us a thumbs up or a couple stars, rate our podcast, we'd appreciate that as well. Give us a good comment, good review. It's all that simple. Well, Jack, that about does it for this episode, my friend. You are a busy man.
Yeah, super busy. And Bruce, I really want to thank you and everyone there at DBK Media Services for helping us out with the podcast. I know it's going to be a nice tool for our coaches out there on the road, get away to get a little bit of an update. I know they're busy as well. And so this is just another tool that we're trying to use here at the BBA to reach out there to our teams and our players.
All right. Well, our next episode will be published on March the 13th with pool assignments and the schedule for the St. Paddy's shootout, as well as more information about the Hoosier Hoop Fest and all upcoming events. So stay tuned for that. For Jack Williams and the Barnstorm Basketball Association, this is Bruce Knox. We'll see you next time.